This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Marvel Night, Defenders of the Diamond in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. The Woodpeckers getting ready to take on the Kannapolis Cannonballers in those Marvel theme uniforms. They're looking sharp out there on the Diamond. And they're going to try and turn them into a win tonight and even up this series going into Friday. Hello, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. It is great to be with you in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, here for some Thursday Night Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We are live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app that you can download on your Google Play or App Store, and you can watch this broadcast as well in HD video quality by subscribing to Bally Live and MILB.TV. Game two of six. This series will carry on through Monday, July 3rd. We had a couple of off days Monday and Tuesday. Got the series going yesterday. Colin and the Woodpeckers dropped that game 7-2, but the line score didn't tell the full story. There were a couple of errors that ultimately did for the Woodpeckers that led to a pair of three-run rallies for Kannapolis. A drop pop fly led to three unearned runs against Trey Dombrowski, and then a late error, a catcher's interference call in the ninth inning ended up bringing home ultimately three more runs with two outs in the ninth. Kannapolis takes the game 7-2, but you erase those defensive miscues, and maybe it's a different story. Woodpeckers, aside from those kind of runaway innings, they outscored Kannapolis 2-1, and they'll try and clean up the defense. That'll be the top key today going into game two of the series.
Yeah, it's always frustrating to see that many unearned runs come across. In fact, four is the most that we've seen Fayetteville allow this season in a single game. But you also have to tip your cap on the other side to Kannapolis' pitching staff for limiting Fayetteville to just four hits and, of course, the two runs. Shane Murphy, another outstanding outing against Fayetteville. He's now pitched 15 innings against the Woodpeckers this year. He's only given up two runs over that stretch. Got a great couple of innings from Horacio Andujar, and then got to go 1-1 the rest of the way from Ben Beattel, and then their closer, Billy Seidel, who came in with the game basically already decided, so it was an easy ninth inning for their closer in Seidel, who faced the minimum. So right now the objective for Fayetteville is to get those bats going so that even if you have those miscues in the field, you still have banked up enough runs where you can still compete and have a lead in that ball game. They did jump out to a 1-0 lead. Dar Lorenzo first inning single. Question really has been in the start of this second half is building on those leads. They had a little bit of trouble with that against Myrtle Beach last week. Already have trouble with it in game one against Kannapolis. They need to sustain that offensive attack through and through to support what they've gotten all season long, which is pretty above average pitching.
The Woodpeckers will put one of their shining stars out there. He's had a really nice impression since he arrived a couple of weeks ago on the road. Left-hander Luis Angel Rodriguez, 1-0 with a 2.03 ERA, a former Chicago Cubs farmhand and Myrtle Beach Pelican. He'll be opposed by right-hander and Drew McDaniel, 2-5 with a 5.06 ERA. More on the starting pitchers and the starting lineups in a moment. The Woodpeckers come in 31-39 overall in the 2023 season. 1-3 start to the second half of play. Kannapolis at 38-31 overall. They are the inverse, 3-1 over the second half. Fayetteville's two games out. They're in sixth place to start things in the second half in the South Division. But two games out, everything early. All it takes is a little bit of a hot streak going into the weekend, as we expect the crowds to get a little bigger and bigger as we gear up towards the national holiday and the 4th of July. This series carrying on through Monday. Our Thursday night ball game is around the corner at 7:05 first pitch. It's the left-hander Luis Angel Rodriguez against the right-hander Drew McDaniel in game number 71 of the regular season and home game number 35 here in downtown Fayetteville. We're looking forward to bringing you the action right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Valley Live, and MILB.TV. Woodpeckers are being introduced down on the field in those Marvel uniforms. We've got the starting lineups coming up, but first we will send you down to field level and let you listen in on the singing of the national anthem. Woodpeckers baseball coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Rodriguez! Fans, let's hear it for your 2023 Fayetteville Woodpeckers! And tonight's Field of Dreams teams, the Western Hornet Marlins and the Pine Forest Woodpeckers. Fans, for those who are able, please rise and remove your caps for the performing of our national anthem. Performing the national anthem this evening, please welcome Jarita Waters. For Jarita Waters and tonight's Field of Dreams teams, the Western Hornet Marlins and the Pine Forest Woodpeckers.
Diamond Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three. Line drive out into right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history. Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are tonight. We are in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina once again for game two of this six-game series between the Woodpeckers and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Chicago White Sox. Hi, everybody. Welcome back into the radio booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Great to have you aboard on this Thursday night. Fayetteville trying to even up the series after a 7-2 loss yesterday that was plagued by a couple of big defensive miscues that led to four unearned runs. Tonight they'll look for a cleaner defensive effort behind their starter, Luis Angel Rodriguez, the former Chicago Cubs farmhand and Myrtle Beach Pelican from a season ago, has had an awful strong start to his Fayetteville career, 1-0 with a 2.03 ERA. Tonight makes his fourth appearance and second start of the year. 13 and a third innings, he's given up three earned runs, seven walks, 20 strikeouts already. in a Woodpeckers uniform, and he squares off against the left-handed leadoff man in Mario Camaletti of the Ballers. The wind and the first pitch of our ball game is out. It's a fastball for a strike to Camaletti, and we are underway a few minutes early tonight at 7:10 p.m. And a pretty comfortable night in Fayetteville. A little warm, 86 degrees, but no clouds to be seen, and overall good baseball weather as we play game two of the set. A swing and miss from Camaletti, and the strike thrower, Luis Angel Rodriguez, gets ahead quick. Brooks Baldwin on deck, and then Bryce Willits in the hole. Top three batters he'll face. That pitch is lined into the top of the netting, and it's nothing and two on Camaletti. He is batting 278 on the year. Doesn't have a home run, but has driven in 32 runs. He has 59 hits and a league-high 53 walks to go along with the top on-base percentage out of all Carolina League hitters at 444. Swings and hoists it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count stays nothing and two.
I'm convinced that Camaletti's been getting on base ever since he picked up a bat. You go back to his days at Oakland University. He set the single season walk record as a sophomore.
Check swing and called strike anyways. Didn't look like Camaletti went. And an outside corner strike rings him up to bring up Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin, the designated hitter, switch hitter, will bat from the right side against Luis Angel Rodriguez. And as he gets ready to square off against Baldwin, let's work around the Woodpeckers' defensive alignment.
Jackson Loft in the third baseman today. Leo's Danny Molina back at short. Dari Lorenzo, the second baseman. Sandro Gaston over at first.
Baldwin skies the first one out into right center field. Zach Cole drifting over and making the catch in the alleyway for out number two. Two quick ones for Rodriguez. The strikeout and a first pitch flyout from Baldwin. Willits coming up, and McCollin pick up where he left off.
Out in the outfield in left, Luis Perez gets his first action of the series. You just saw Cole make the catch in center. Frank Perez, the right fielder, and John Garcia back in the lineup, this time doing the catching for Rodriguez.
Left on left is Bryce Willits. Takes a first pitch slider right on the outside portion of the zone, and it's nothing and one. Willits, a 259 hitter with 8 home runs and 27 RBIs. Here it is. And that pitch is up and in. 1-1. Corey Gerber works the plate, and Brandon Schmidt is on the bases. The two-man umpiring crew wearing the black ball caps, the black polos, and dark gray pants. Here's the 1-1. And Willits takes a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Willits batting 259, the 29 walks, an on-base percentage of 351. He has 6 doubles on the year. And here comes the 1-2 delivery. It is a fastball painted at the bottom of the zone. Knee high on Willits, and he goes down looking. A 1-2-3 frame for Luis Angel Rodriguez to get it going tonight in the Ville. We're heading to the bottom of the first, and the Woodpeckers coming to back. Cole Lofton McGowan lead it off. We have the rest of the starting nine as well when Woodpeckers baseball continues in a moment.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop right here in Fayetteville for our variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, let's give a super welcome to Super Bunker! Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. 1, 2, 3. On the mound for the Cannonballers, Drew McDaniel. Leading off the top of the first inning, the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Just underway in Fayetteville. It's the bottom of the first inning, and Zach Cole leads it off for the Woodpeckers. First pitch pulled on the ground over to first. Lunging snag by the first baseman, Betancourt. He underhand shovels to Drew McDaniel, hustling over, and he just barely beats Zach Cole to the bag by one slight lunge. And that is a nice defensive play made by Betancourt to retire Cole. He thought he might have had extra bases on one squeezing up the first baseline. Instead, he's back to the dugout. And Jackson Lofton coming up. Garrett McGowan is on deck, and Dari Lorenzo in the hole batting cleanup. John Garcia, the catcher, is fifth, followed by Leo Molina, sixth. And the seven through nine are Sandro Gaston, Frank Perez, and Luis Perez. The righty, Drew McDaniel, delivers a fastball at the top of the zone, and it's called a strike on Lofton, 0-1. Jackson Lofton batting 171 on the season, three home runs and 17 RBIs. Next pitch, a slider, low and away. 1-1 on Lofton. Drew McDaniel comes in 2-5 with a 5.06 ERA. Tonight makes his 12th appearance and 10th start in a Cannonballers uniform. Lofton foul tips a breaking ball into the mitt of Gonzalez. And the count to 1-2.
Jackson quietly has put together a five-game hitting streak. That's his long on the season. Previously four prior to the hit he got last night.
Had a two-hit game on Sunday and that win in Charleston. 1-2 pitch is wrapped foul. Beyond Ricky Rivera, the third base manager or third base coach, and Dylan Mazzo is working the first base side. Other numbers for Drew McDaniel on the year, over 43 innings of work. He struck out 34, and he has walked 14, only given up three home runs on the season. As Lofton chases one down the dirt, kicks off to the right of Gonzalez, takes a moment to find it, hustles a throw up the first base line, and the base umpire, after making a late call, rules Lofton out. Brandon Schmidt really gave that bag a long look as Lofton crossed it and issued the call on another close play at the bag, and two quick outs for the Woodpeckers to bring up Garrett McGowan.
Let's take a quick look in the meantime at the Kannapolis defense. Out in left field, Chris Lanzilli, Logan Glass, the center fielder, Joanna Bielloriano out in right, Bryce Willits at third, Wilbur Sanchez at short, Mario Camaletti at second, Betancourt at first.
Line drive, punch to the opposite field. Lanzilli hardly has to move, makes the catch above his cap about 10 feet in front of the warning track, and that will end a very snappy 1-2-3 first for Drew McDaniel. No score after one tonight in Fayetteville. We're moving to the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Both starting pitchers set down the side in order, and we play the top of the second inning. No score here in game two of the series between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. Jonaker Betancourt, the cleanup hitter, leads it off for Kannapolis. Chris Lanzilli on deck, and then Joanna Bielloriano in the hole. Luis Angel Rodriguez throws the 1-0 and sails a fastball up and away. Two balls and no strikes on Betancourt, a 232 hitter on the year, three home runs and 12 RBIs. Next pitch, and he waves through a changeup. One hand came flying off the bat on that swing. 16 hits for Betancourt and 11 walks. He has an on-base of 349. Second baseman Lorenzo shading up the middle of the diamond. The 2-1 is just off the plate, but oh, called a strike right on that outside edge. Wraparound slider from Luis Angel Rodriguez, who struck out a pair and continues to distance that walk to strikeout ratio. 22 strikeouts to 7 walks the season after he went 106-51 with the Pelicans. He's approaching 150 career strikeouts at the single A level. And a pitch missed down low. There's a ball, and it is ball four to Betancourt. Leadoff man aboard, and our ball game has its first base runner as well. Brings up Chris Lanzilli. Lanzilli, one of the additions to the Kannapolis roster right before the start of the series, was added to the club on Tuesday from Winston-Salem. Chops this ball towards the middle, fielded by Lorenzo, stomps on second, rushes a throw to first, and with a long stretch, Gustone brings it in for the double play. Nice play by Dari Lorenzo. He crossed over onto the shortstop side of the diamond, switched up his momentum, got to the second base bag quickly, and sidearmed a throw to Gustone. And Sandro, big guy, but looking limber out there and athletic. Stretch to get the out, 4-3, and there's two gone.
It's got to feel good for Lorenzo after that missed pop-up yesterday that eventually led to three runs coming across in the sixth inning. He's gotten better and better as the season has gone on over at second base.
And right back towards the middle, diving backhanded stop by Lorenzo. Throw to his knee, one hops to the bag, not in time. Laureano crosses first, and it looked like he might have tweaked an ankle as he hustled up the line. Right as he hit the bag, he started to limp on the backside of it. And now he's hunched over in the shallow right field grass, hands on his knees, and starting to slowly walk back to first base. But the first base coach checking up on him, along with the manager, Patrick Leland, and the athletic trainer for the Cannonballers, Austin Smith, is out there to check up on him.
And you hate to see this, especially you got two teams coming in with a litany of injuries. We talked about it on the Fayetteville side with Ricardo Belo, Narbe Cruz, both not in the lineup. But Kannapolis just getting Brooks Baldwin back off of the injured list today.
Yep.
And you got a guy like Jordan Laureano, who is coming off a great game yesterday and was a catalyst offensively at that big home run going back-to-back with Betancourt. He's trying to walk it off here, and I think he's pleading with his manager to stay in this ball game at the moment. Definitely don't want to mess around with ankles, though, and want to make sure he's 100%, especially if he's going to stay in the ball game and run the bases.
Patrick Leland continuing to talk with Laureano, and it looks like he will actually exit this game. Laureano is walking back down the first baseline with the team athletic trainer.
It's a good thing he's walking under his own power, though.
Yeah,
certainly at least a promising sign.
And like you said, Colin, it looked like there was a back and forth, maybe a situation where Laureano was trying to will himself to stay into the game. But I think if you have the ability on your bench to make a sub, you want to be cautious here. If you are Kannapolis, guys like Troy Klontz, Luis Pineda, a couple of catchers, Jordan Sprinkle, all on the injured list right now. And there will be a change. I believe that's Drake Logan that just hustled out there to pinch run. It will be Logan. And he will take the spot of Joinville Laureano in the sixth spot. And Logan Glass stepping into the right side. First at bat this series for Logan Glass after he got the day off yesterday. First pitch from Luis Angel Rodriguez, and here it is. Breaking ball just outside.
Those are the
count 1-0.
Those are the frustrating ones, too, where you're a guy hustling down the line, doing everything right to beat out an infield single, and all it takes is just one bad landing on that bag, and you end up tweaking something.
Pitch to Glass is cut on and missed. Low fastball got him waving, 1-1. Logan Glass, 211 hitter with four homers and 17 RBIs, 28 hits on the year and 15 walks. He has a 305 on base. 1-1 pitch. He waves at it, and it got through the catcher. Ricochets back towards Garcia in the home plate circle, but he won't have a play down at second. Drake Logan hustles into scoring position. A swing that might have obstructed Garcia a little bit and snaring that baseball. A lot of movement on the breaking ball, though, that you have to be ready for in the crouch coming out of the left hand of Luis Angel Rodriguez. He goes to it often, and there's a lot of RPM, rotation, a lot of spin. Look down to second base. And here's the 2-1. It missed outside. No doubt that advanced breaking ball of his, the high spin rates, probably something that was scouted by the Astros, and they identified as something they wanted to bring into their farm system during the Rule 5 draft last winter when they got him from the Chicago Cubs. Glass with an upright stance. He stands pretty far back in the box, and a fastball misses inside on him. Back pick going up the middle of the diamond, and the shortstop, second baseman Lorenzo and Glass, or rather Drake Logan, came together on that. Almost caught him sleeping, but he gets back into second base safely. So 3-2 on Logan Glass as Kanapolis tries to extend this top of the second with two outs. We've got no score here early on. Luis Angel Rodriguez trying for his second scoreless inning. Peers over and pitches, and a pop fly on the infield should end things. Dari Lorenzo drifting forward behind the mound. Now he gives way to Leo Stanley Molina, the shortstop. He brings it into the belt, and the inning is over. Two-out single by Laureano, but he departs due to injury. Drake Logan, the pinch runner, left aboard, and we're going to the bottom of the second. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Let's take it down to Doug with our heroes.
I'm here for the superhero race. This is Trenton. This is Chris. During the day, they might appear to be mild-mannered kids, but they're actually crime-fighting superheroes. We're going to reveal their identities and find out who's the best. Chris, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Trenton, are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. Oh, my goodness. It's Superman versus Captain America. Oh, my goodness. Come on, folks. Cheer them on. It's going to be Captain America. Well done, Trenton. Hey, Segra Stadium, give me a go. Peckers on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Fans, if you'd like to purchase the 1918 specialty jerseys from this game, please visit the Bird's Nest located above Section 126. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 16, Dari Lorenzo.
Home second inning, and Dari Lorenzo leads it off for the Woodpeckers. Scoreless after 1.5. First pitch liner pulled deep out into right, twisting around in his route is the new right fielder, Drake Logan. And after coming on as a defensive replacement, in the rather a pinch runner in the last inning for the injured Laureano. First ball finds, I believe that's Logan out there.
Yeah,
that's Logan, just confirming. Yeah, it is number 10 out there. And ball finds you quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It seems like every time you get inserted in a ball game, first ball in play is going right in your direction, and that was the case for Logan. Nice recovery to make that catch in front of the track.
John Garcia stays off the first, but it's called an outside corner strike. Drew McDaniel has retired the first four Woodpeckers he has faced tonight. Here's the 1-0, or the 0-1, make it. Ground ball pulled sharply out to short. A backhanded scoop by Sanchez. Feet on the cut of the grass, and he throws over to first to get John Garcia by a couple of steps. Two quick outs for the Woodpeckers, and Leo Stanley Molina coming up. Well, as we mentioned in the pregame show, it is Defenders of the Diamond Night, Marvel Night here at Segra Stadium, and the Woodpeckers have a specialty-themed uniform on. It is the Marvel logo Woodpecker, if you will, on the front of that ball cap, or the jersey make it. It's kind of a superhero-looking logo, almost like an Avenger-type logo if you cross the main Woodpecker logo with a superhero, and that's what you get. It's a red uniform at the shoulders with a gold stripe and a white bottom and a white numeral on the back of the uniform. Molina stays off a low breaking ball, but well, look below the zone, called a strike. They wear white pants with a black pinstripe and high black socks for Leo Molina and black helmets as well for the Fayetteville hitters. Here's the 1-1, and he waves at a slider low and away down in the count 1-2. Meanwhile, Kannapolis back in the Blues today, a blue ball cap, red bill. And the Cannonballer logo on the front of that ball cap, a blue uniform, ballers in white cursive across the chest, a red numeral on the back of the jersey, gray pants with a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. The 1-2 kick and delivery from McDaniel runs high, and it's 2-2 on Leo Stani Molina. Fayetteville shortstop batting .227 with a home run and 12 RBIs. .227 average, about 10 points higher than his average a season ago. He tries to climb up high for a fastball and strikes out swinging. Drew McDaniel with a pair of strikeouts, six up, six down for the Kannapolis starter. And we're going to the third. No score early on the Woodpeckers broadcast network.
Now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game, Hooper Hall. There he is, cool as a fan.
My hat is off. Won't you stand up and take a bow? And when we both get older, with walking canes and hair of gray, have no fear, even though it's hard to hear, I will stand real close and say thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Luis Rodriguez. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Cannonballers, the catcher, number 17, Juan Gonzalez.
2 innings tonight in Fayetteville. We're playing the top of the third. No score between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. Luis Angel Rodriguez back out there to face the 8-9-1, and now to take you through the play-by-play for the third and the fourth. Let's send it over to Colin Casey. Who's your favorite Marvel superhero, Colin?
Oh, that's an easy one. Black Panther all day. That was
my
favorite movie for sure.
All right. I think I'm more of an Iron Man type.
I like it. Pitch from Rodriguez just misses to Juan Gonzalez, who's gotten off to a really good start since joining the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 7 of 24 with two runs driven in. Pitch misses up and outside, and it is 3-0 on him. And a four-pitch walk, so Rodriguez walks Gonzalez, the catcher, heads on down to first base. That is already the second walk issued by Rodriguez. Had issues with the base on balls in his last outing, walked four in Charleston, despite still striking out eight. So it's been kind of feast or famine as far as walks and strikeouts go. A lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts as well. We'll bring up the nine-hitter, Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop batting .217 on the year. Has one home run, 20 runs driven in as he shows bunt, pulls it back at strike one called. 17 strikeouts over the last two outings for Luis Angel Rodriguez. Had 9 against Columbia here in this ballpark on the 16th, and then 8 on the 22nd versus Charleston. Change up at 86, misses low. Rodriguez was a guy who had a really strong start to his pro career in the Cubs system, won the Pitcher of the Year award in the Dominican Summer League with the DSL Cubs. Fly ball hit out to center field. That'll back up Cole a bit. A couple of stutter steps back the last moment. He reels it in, and there's one away. Gonzalez retreats back to first. But he went 5-0 with a 0.73 earned run average over 15 games in the DSL. Also was an all-star both in the midseason and the postseason. So a really strong first impression set by Rodriguez. He really carried that throughout his time in the Cubs system, but ultimately was lost in the Rule 5 draft. Curveball misses outside on the first pitch to leadoff man Mario Camilletti. That's just the nature of the beast. Organizations have a limit on how many players they can protect from that Rule 5 draft. Astros took advantage. They took their starter from yesterday's ball game, Manuel Urias, in the round prior in that Rule 5 draft from the Philadelphia Phillies. So back-to-back nights, guys they acquired this winter. Pickoff move by Rodriguez, and Gaston places the tag on Gonzalez, who's back with a dive. The interesting thing about that Rule 5 draft, it can be guys from anywhere up and down the entire organization that gets selected. Camilletti takes ball two outside. A couple of years ago, one of the significant ones was Garrett Whitlock, who was a Rule 5 selection by the Boston Red Sox off the roster of the New York Yankees and immediately became an impact pitcher for the big league club. Slider strike called, 2-1. So those selections can be ones that fly under the radar and end up landing a diamond in the rough for one organization or another. Camilletti 0-1. He struck out looking in his first at-bat. Called strike two. Another back pick attempt by Garcia. Nearly sailed into right field. Gaston had to lunge out to prevent it from getting by. Garcia not afraid to throw down on the bases, whether it be first, second, or third. He certainly got the goods to catch somebody napping. Decent lead off the bag by Gonzalez. And the 2-2. Slow roller, hit to second, tough turn. Lorenzo will try it anyways, and he gets the lead runner as he lobs it over to Leo's Danny Molina, who stumbles a little bit. But out on the play is Gonzalez, and Molina will try to fix his cleat, maybe readjust his sock a bit. Safe at first on the fielder's choice is Camilletti, as there are now two down in the top of the third.
Yeah, I think he got spiked a little bit, and that's why you saw him stumble. Didn't get him square, but Gonzalez slid in pretty hard to second base. That throw came in late as well. So Leo able to shake it off, just adjust the sock, stay in there. That's good news.
In steps Brooks Baldwin. Activated off the injured list today. Fastball upstairs, ball one. He's a guy that Fayetteville has seen throughout this year. Also a local guy, UNC Wilmington. Went to school about, I'd say about 90 to 100 minutes down the road, out by the water. Beautiful area to go to college, I'll tell you that much. Breaking ball. Dives back over the plate, and it's 1-1 on Baldwin. He initially went to high school in Whiteville, North Carolina. And was drafted in the 12th round by the White Sox in 2022. Check swing, did he go? The appeal down to the field umpire, Brian Schmidt, and he said that Baldwin held up, 2-1.
Yeah, he's a guy just inside of the top 30. Number 30, exactly, for Chicago on their prospect rankings.
Sure, we'll have some family making the trip down. Exactly about 55, 57 miles dead south of Fayetteville. Swing and a miss, 2-2, so about an hour drive via Route 87. Rodriguez on the mound, searching for what would be his third strikeout of the ball game. Camaletti, short lead at first. His 40th pitch is down in the dirt. Nice block by Garcia, and with a full count and two away, Camaletti will get a head start over at the first base back. No score, top of the third, just the one hit in the ball game belonging to Kannapolis. From the stretch, the 3-2. Hit on the ground to third, snared by Lofton. His throw a little low, but Gastone able to pick it before it hits the dirt for the final out. And he makes a short trip back to the Fayetteville dugout. Another scoreless inning for Luis Angel Rodriguez and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They will look to break the scoreless tie here at Segra Stadium, the bottom half of the third, when we come back. Stay tuned on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Those tumblers with that big smile, so cool. On the mound for the Cannonballers, Drew McDaniel. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 47, Sandro Gastone.
Bottom third of the Fayetteville order, set to begin this bottom of the third. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, pleased to have you on this Thursday night of baseball in downtown Fayetteville. Gastone with a self-defense swing on a fastball up and in from right-hander Drew McDaniel, and it's 0-1 on El Tanque, who comes in with a 167 average on the year, one homer and 21 driven in. McDaniel zips a curveball past him, and it's nothing and two. 11 doubles for Gastone. It's felt like a while since he's gotten one of those, and maybe this is his opportunity to start racking up those extra base hits again. He has had success against the Cannonballers in this 2023 campaign. Daniels 0-2 and a swing and a miss. Right now it hasn't mattered who Drew McDaniel has faced. Seven up, seven down. That's his third strikeout. And Frank Perez will look to end that pattern.
You know, you got some absences in the lineup tonight. Luis Encarnacion, Ricardo Below still trying to come back from his foot injury. So it's a question of who's going to step up tonight. It's like Frank Perez, Luis Perez, maybe at the bottom of the order. Maybe they can get something started.
Perez takes a called strike one, about letter high, hitting 150 so far in just a couple of weeks with the Woodpeckers. He takes ball one up and away at 93. Launched his first single-A home run a week ago out in Charleston, and he gives this one a pretty good ride out to left field. Lanzilli ranging back in front of the wall, and he makes the catch. Chris Lanzilli needed every inch of Segra Stadium's left field, And he reaches out at the last second just in front of the bullpen fence to make the catch and keep the perfect start to the ball game intact for McDaniels.
Yeah, kind of an awkward-looking catch out there on the track, but he really didn't get to the spot until the last minute. But he was underneath it. He didn't have to lunge for the ball, so he just kind of went with it and made the catch down near his knees. Looked like that ball might have been ticketed for the bullpen, just short.
So now Luis Perez digs in with two down and takes one just off the plate. And he swings wildly at the 1-0 in the dirt, cannot hold on. Drew McDaniel, the former Ole Miss Rebel, saw his college teammate Tim Elko get a promotion over the break over the last couple of days. Elko sent up to high A Winston-Salem. As Perez hits one on the ground towards third, charging at Willits, his throw beats Perez to the bag in time. And one time through the order, and Drew McDaniel has gone 9-up, 9-down for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's played 3-full from Segra Stadium. Still no score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Sitting. Bobcat of Fayetteville is the official sponsor of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Field Crew. Visit Bobcat of Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Luis Rodriguez. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Cannonballers, the third baseman, number 27, Bryce Willits.
Bryce Willits, the Kannapolis three-hitter, will lead it off in the top of the fourth inning. Still no score between the Cannonballers and Fayetteville Woodpeckers. A breaking ball from Luis Angel Rodriguez gets Willits out in front, 0-1. He went down on strikes looking in the first inning. One of just two strikeouts so far for Rodriguez as he sails one up high. So we're starting to see a different approach from Luis Angel Rodriguez today, pitching to contact rather than all the strikeouts that he's racked up over his last couple of outings. Now right away, he has a 1-2 count now on Willits. 2 has that average now at 257 on the year, 8 long balls. Does have one against Fayetteville here at Segra Stadium. Count now 2-2. Pitch and breaking ball fouled straight back. The infield shifted on Willits. Pretty big pull hitter. Shortstop Leo's Danny Molina playing about 6 or 7 steps to the left of the second base bag, looking at it from home plate. Another 2-2, hit on the ground to second. Lorenzo has to range to his right, throws on the run, and just beats Willits to the bag. Another nifty play by the Fayetteville second baseman. He's been busy in the first third plus of this ball game. And one man out. That'll bring up the cleanup man, Jonaker Betancourt for the Cannonballers. Betancourt had the big blast, 2-run shot, and 3 runs driven in yesterday's series opener. Takes a breaking ball downstairs, just his third home run of the season. But it got over everything out in left field, over the berm. Fastball, close pitch, but Rodriguez doesn't get the call from home plate umpire Corey Gerber. This will be pitch number 50 from number 50. And it's changeup over for a strike. Well, you missed the news yesterday, a monumental moment in baseball history out in Oakland at Ricky Henderson Field. 2-1, breaking ball misses downstairs. Domingo Germán of the New York Yankees, the 24th perfect game pitched in Major League Baseball history and the first in over a decade since Felix Hernandez did it for the Seattle Mariners. 3-1, and the fastball misses upstairs for the third walk issued now by Rodriguez. Betancourt has drawn two of them. But it certainly felt overdue for a perfect game with how long it had been. We saw a lot of them take place in a short period of time around the time Rodriguez threw one. Matt Cain, Phillip Humber also throwing perfect games in that time period. It was Humber for the Chicago White Sox, funny enough, who did it. Fastball from Rodriguez, crosses a plate. 0-1 on Chris Lanzilli.
Yeah, I was joking with you last night. I said, all right, who's throwing the perfect game next week? If the pattern continues, we'll be bunched together, and then we won't see another one for a decade.
The 0-1, and Lanzilli fouls it straight back, and doesn't even include the 27 outs that appeared to be recorded by Armando Galarraga during that magical night at Comerica Park. Of course, the missed call by Jim Joyce, first base umpire, who quickly realized his mistake and had that famous tearful press conference following the game, and a great moment shared by the two exchanging lineup cards the following night. Hit through the right side of the infield by Lanzilli, and the cue shot goes into right for a single. So a walk and a base hit, and the Cannonballers are threatening with one out here in the fourth.
The ball almost caught the heel of Betancourt. Just barely got by him, almost grazed him. And you got to be careful as a base runner. That ball doesn't hit you. Otherwise, you're going to be running over to the dugout. The first time Kannapolis has been able to put a couple on now against Luis Rodriguez. And he's got that off speed, though. Can get a lot of contact on the ground, get him out of a spot like this with one out.
First pitch dips low to Drake Logan in his first at-bat after coming on as a pinch runner for the injured Joanna Bialoriano. While we're on the subject of perfect games, there has still not been a single one in the history of the Houston Astros. Despite all the names that have pitched for that organization, no one has gone 27 up, 27 down yet for the Stros. A couple of looks at second by Rodriguez, now a glance at first. Still has plenty of time on the pitch clock. Delivers and blows a fastball past Logan. It is 1-1. Off the top of my head, for the White Sox, you have Phillip Humber and, of course, Mark Burley did it in 2009. The big famous catch by Dwayne Wise with one out in the ninth inning out against the center field wall at then U.S. Cellular Field. Foul tipped and held on to by the catcher Garcia. Two strikes.
I think the amazing thing about these perfect games is you just never know where one could possibly come from. You know, the Astros have guys that you feel like are capable, your Christian Javier's, your Framber Valdez, but, you know, a game like last night, it ends up being Domingo Germán, who gave up 10 earned runs in the game before
right.
The perfect game.
You just never know. 1-2, swing and a miss. Down goes Logan. First strikeout since the first inning for Rodriguez, his third of the ball game. Couldn't have come at a better time. The runners at first and second, and now two outs. So Logan Glass will be tasked with trying to bring in the opening run, runner in scoring position. That is Betancourt at second, Lanzilli at first, and now two down. Pitch number 60 coming for Rodriguez. The first pitch of the at-bat, hit on the ground to third, Lofton snags it. And will simply trot on to third base, get the lead runner, and end the inning. Nice job there from Rodriguez to pitch around the one-out walk and single. Kannapolis leaves two on the bases. They've stranded four so far in the ball game. Through 3.5, nothing our score at Segra.
Here with Phoebe. Phoebe is 8 years old, and she swears she's seen all the Marvel movies. Is that correct?
Yes, but I forgot most of them.
Well, okay. Well, don't say that. All right, let's turn around and look at the screen. We're going to show you some clues. You got to guess who it is. Superb athlete, highly trained in hand-to-hand, equipped virtually indestructible vibranium shield and winged harness. Took up the legendary mantle with the same honor, devotion, and heroism as his predecessor. Who am I?
I don't know. I'm still thinking. Captain America.
Captain America? Is it? No, it's Sam Wilson, but he is the new Captain America, technically. All right, next one. It's okay. Utilizes highly advanced technology for body armor and aircraft. Consumed heart-shaped herb in a ceremony to be granted superhuman abilities. Monarch of a secluded but technologically advanced African nation. African nation.
Black Panther.
Black Panther, is it? Yes, it's Black Panther. All right, Phoebe, one more. She made her first appearance in the pages of Marvel Comics in 67. Her offensive attack is emitted from her fists as photon blasts. She also goes by the name Carol Danvers. Who is it?
Captain Marvel.
She says Captain Marvel. Is Phoebe correct? Yes. Phoebe, look in that camera right there. Give me a big go, Peckers.
Go, Peckers.
That's right.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Drew McDaniel. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the leadoff hitter, the center fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Zach Cole bats for the second time. He will look to solve the unhittable thus far. Drew McDaniel has gone 9 up, 9 down for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and he starts Cole off with a breaking ball up and outside for ball one. Cannonballers have amassed 2 hits through 4 innings, but they have not been able to score off of Luis Angel Rodriguez as Cole sends one. Shallow center, jogging in Logan Glass, and he makes the catch for the first out. Now 10 in a row retired to begin the ball game. Drew McDaniel, as mentioned before, out of Ole Miss. It's an interesting story during his sophomore year where he had gotten off to a really good start the season. And he attributed that really to the lean he had in his windup and his delivery. But then he had a 5-game stretch in that sophomore year where he had a little bit of a rough patch throughout that season with the Rebels, as he starts off Lofton with a called strike. So all of a sudden, it's his turn to pitch at an elimination game in the playoffs in the SEC tournament against the Georgia Bulldogs, and he decides to just get rid of the lean with arguably the biggest start of his college career on the line. What does he do? He goes out there and pitches 6 2/3 scoreless and strikes out a career-high 11 batters against the Bulldogs, allowing just 4 hits and sending Ole Miss on to the next round. There's a liner sent foul. It stays 0-2 on Lofton. Also secured Ole Miss's 40th win of the year, 10th time they'd accomplished that goal in Rebels history. So no big deal. Just change up something you've been doing all year right before the biggest start of your season. McDaniel with a waste pitch down and away.
Yeah, not the conventional thinking for pitchers who are so routine and mechanic-based, but you know, maybe just collaborating with a pitching coach, trying a little bit in the bullpen, feeling comfortable. He discovered something in a high-pressure spot.
His 1-2 in Lofton lines it over the head of his manager in the third base coaching box, Ricky Rivera, and it lands foul. McDaniel, a very highly touted high school prospect as well, came out of high school as the number 3 overall prospect in the state of Louisiana and the highest pitching prospect in his class, just outside the top 100, too, according to Perfect Game, in the country. And he gets a high curveball past Jackson Lofton. He didn't love the location of that pitch. He kind of cringed as it crossed home plate, but it worked out for his 4th strikeout, and he is one out away from another perfect inning to start his ball game. Up steps the Kansas native, Garrett McGowan. McGowan hit one sharply in his first at-bat the other way, but lined out to left. Pitch misses low, and actually a late called strike on McGowan at the knees at 94. McGowan has hit the ball well throughout the first 2 games of this series, but hasn't been able to be rewarded for it just yet. It is 1-1. It is shot out to center field just in front of the wall last night. does have one homer on the season that came at Five County Stadium. He chases a curveball, 1-2. Fayetteville is four games into this second half, and they have not hit a home run yet. In fact, they haven't homered in each of their last six games, tied for the longest stretch this season. So it has been a bit of a power outage here on Hay Street. McDaniel delivers, and he spikes a breaking ball. It glances off his catcher Gonzalez's mask and sails into the netting. They still remain seventh in the league in home runs with exactly 50 on the year.
That's lower than their ranking really at any other point in franchise history. Fayetteville, since they entered the Carolina League in 2019, have always been a top three team with the long ball.
Hit on the ground out towards the tarp. Pardon me, 39 on the year. It is 52 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who had 50 entering last night. And they are in the top three in that regard. Of course, the guy who hit the bulk of those home runs, Tim Elko, now up in Winston-Salem. So those Cannonballers have been looking for power elsewhere, and they got it last night with back-to-back shots. Daniel tries again with the 2-2, and McGowan sends it out to left field once more. Another chance for Lanzilli. He makes the easy catch, and the inning comes to a close once again. Down in order go the Woodpeckers, 12 up, 12 down to begin the ball game. We're on to the fifth, still scoreless from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
T-shirt toss! Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Luis Rodriguez.
Got a pitcher's duel on our hand here at Segra Stadium. Through four innings, still no score between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman on the call this evening. And stepping into the box is Juan Gonzalez. And stepping back into the play-by-play, let's send it to the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Looking for some answers offensively, but Luis Angel Rodriguez keeping this game scoreless through four as well, and he gets a first pitch strike by Juan Gonzalez, 0-1. Gonzalez walked, one of three free passes given up by Rodriguez. He works quick out of the wind, and here's a fly ball golfed out into left center. Luis Perez angling over to his left side, and he'll make the catch into the alleyway, and it is a one-out fifth inning for Rodriguez. Wilbur Sanchez coming up. We were talking a little perfect game yesterday back in the last inning. Domingo Germán getting it done for the Yankees last night. Crazy game in the Carolina League as well between Charleston and Myrtle Beach. that saw the Pelicans pitching a perfect game into the eighth inning. Wilbur Sanchez takes strike one. And they were up 5-0 when they lost the perfect game bid in the eighth. Charleston ended up coming back and tying the game right thereafter, forced extras, and that game went 13 innings before the Pelicans walked it off. Leo Molina backhanding deep in the hole. It's short, throwing off balance across his body and getting it to the shoulders of Gastón at first for the out. Great play by Leo Stanley Molina, lunging to his right, his backhand side, and he threw that ball almost all the way from a third baseman position, showing off the arm strength. Good to see Leo Molina make a play like that after what was a tough night for him yesterday at second base.
So far, it's been a real redemption kind of night defensively for the Woodpeckers. A lot of great defense being played in the early innings of this ball game.
Luis Angel Rodriguez is through the Kannapolis order for his second time, back up to the top with Mario Camilletti, who's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a fielder's choice. Here's the wind in the 1-0. Slider cuts into the middle for a strike, 1-1. Camilletti has not walked tonight, which is kind of a rarity for him. Across a couple of plate appearances, gets on more than anybody else in the league with the free pass. The 1-1 is in there, inside corner. And Camilletti didn't like that call. He was rung up on a pitch that was low and away in the first inning, so to get the inside strike call as well, he probably feels like the zone is a little bit wide from Corey Gerber, a second-year umpire here in the Carolina League, was a part of the crews last year. 1-2 the count, 67 pitches for Rodriguez tonight. His 1-2 is called strike three on the low outside corner. Camilletti knew it. He unbuckled the guard quick and leaves the gear at home plate, ending a 1-2-3 inning for Rodriguez. Five scoreless for the Fayetteville starter, and we're halfway home. 0-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, we want to see your best group dance moves. It's time for the Group Dance Cam. To get more group stream, Marvel Studios, I Am Groot on Disney Plus. Drew McDaniel. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 16, Dory Lorenzo.
Home fifth inning, and Drew McDaniel has retired 12 in a row to begin the game tonight. He faces cleanup hitter Dory Lorenzo, and the first pitch is popped up left side behind third. Willett's drifting over onto the extended warning track up against the netting, and that ball landed in the net right as Willett's tried to stick a glove to it. So a foul ball for Dory Lorenzo, and he's in a nothing and one count. Ripped a deep line drive out into right all the way to the warning track in the second inning, which was one of the better struck balls all day for Fayetteville. They've K'd four times, and McDaniel still working through the middle of the order for just a second time. Working with a great pace. 12 in a row retired. Here's the 0-1. And Molina takes it up and Lorenzo takes it up and outside. It is 1-1. Yesterday, the Kannapolis starter Shane Murphy closed his night with 13 straight Woodpeckers set down. Drew McDaniel is trying to level what his teammate did in the series opener. But already to the point where a Kannapolis starter is set down at least 12 straight. 2-1. And that pitch missed downstairs. Three balls in one strike. This might be the first three-ball count we've seen all day out of Drew McDaniel. Been a lot of outs early in counts. Woodpeckers haven't been shy to attack pitches from the jump. And here's a ground ball pulled out to short. Backhanded pick by Camaletti. Sets his feet, throws to first, and gets the out. 13 in a row retired now for Drew McDaniel. And he's leveled what Shane Murphy did yesterday. And like Murphy, closing in on five complete innings. On the Fayetteville side, Luis Angel Rodriguez with five scoreless. So nothing. Both sides trying to figure out their lineups tonight. Just two base hits for Kannapolis. That is all. Lorenzo gone. John Garcia stands into the right side and takes the slider low and away for a ball, 1-0.
And this is a Cannonballers pitching staff that's kind of middle of the road in the Carolina League, but a lot of success against Fayetteville.
And a late strike call on a low fastball, and it's 1-1. It levels up on Garcia.
And we've seen guys like McDaniel and yesterday Murphy, Tyler Schweitzer all have success.
And there's a strike on the outside corner. Eighth in the league in ERA, fifth in the league in whip coming into tonight, the Kannapolis pitching staff, and 10th in strikeouts. Used the defense a lot behind him. Here's a broken bat, soft liner, out into center. Down it goes for a base hit. And John Garcia is on. Little early to start talking perfect game alert, but in the fifth inning, Fayetteville finally picks up a base runner, and Drew McDaniel starts out his night about as well as he can. 13 up, 13 down before he gives up the one-out single in the fifth inning.
And it wasn't a bad pitch there to Garcia. He just used his pure strength to drive that ball to drop into right center field. Ball came in on his hands and just fisted it out there, fell onto the green.
And now it's Leo Stanley Molina, fresh off an inning where he made a great defensive play over at short. He stays off low and outside curve, and it is 1-0. Molina struck out swinging. A high fastball got him to climb the ladder in the second. He's 0-1. McDaniel working out of the stretch for the first time all night. He's at the belt, spins around, throws to first. And John Garcia forced to step back into the bag. So 1-0 on Molina. Only 48 pitches from Drew McDaniel to this point. And Garcia breaking for second. Fastball in for a strike. The throw down from Gonzalez is not in time. Looked like the throw did get to the bag before Garcia. It was a one-hopper, and Camaletti picked it cleanly. I don't know if he ever got the tag down, though. Tried to swipe the tag off to his left, and Garcia got in there with a feet-first slide.
That's exactly it. The ball came up on the hop, and Camaletti had to lift his glove about a foot. And that allowed Garcia to slide his leading leg underneath that tag. Didn't get the best of jumps. You wonder if maybe they wanted a hit and run there. Molina didn't like the pitch. But either way, it's a huge runner in scoring position. Less than two outs. Fayetteville's got to take advantage in a game where runs are coming at a premium.
Garcia hadn't had the best stolen base success rate this year. He was 4-for-7 in that department, but that's his fifth stolen base now in 8 attempts. Leo Molina hits with a runner in scoring position. First time Fayetteville's put a man on second all game. First time they've had a base runner all night. 1-1, and Molina pops it up along the right field line. Drifting towards the line, it's Drake Logan sprinting over, making the catch and quickly firing onto the middle of the infield to hold Garcia at third base. That fly ball just not deep enough to get Garcia down to third, and there's two gone with Sandro Gastone scheduled to bat next.
It's about as good as you can field a fly ball along that line by Logan out in right field. Knowing that there's a runner on second base, you want to try to circle your way back behind it. Even when you have to run a long ways, the fact that he was able to do that, very impressive. Got all the momentum on the throw and forced John Garcia to stay at second base.
Gastone struck out his first time. McDaniel's first pitch this time around is up high and a little inside. There was a slight check of the swing, and they do appeal. He did not go. 1-0 on Gastone. You like the idea of Ricky Rivera getting aggressive with his only base runner so far today. Garcia leading off of second. Camaletti trying to hold him close. The 1-0. Gastone swings and launches a deep out into center field. Logan Glass all the way to the start of the warning track in front of the wall. And Segra Stadium will hold on to it. It's a fly out to deep center right in front of the 400-foot mark. And the inning comes to a close. Fayetteville breaks up the early perfect game bid after 13 in a row set down by McDaniel, but he's now through five scoreless. This game is scoreless. Going to the sixth, the Woodpeckers go into the bullpen. When we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
PFC Lucky is from Harlington, Texas, and enjoys playing the guitar and swimming. He is currently excited to jump out of planes and most looking forward to eventually attending EFMB and getting to know his platoon. He is a third-generation paratrooper and is in the same unit that his father served in. Fans, let's hear it for PFC Lucky. Thank you for your service. This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 38, Jose Nodal. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Cannonballers, the designated hitter, number six, Brooks Baldwin.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium, top of the sixth. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Game two of the series, and Brooks Baldwin, the switch hitter, leads it off against another Fayetteville left-hander, drops a bunt up along the third baseline, and it is perfect. Trickling up along the grass, and Jackson Lofton can only scoop it up and watch. Brooks Baldwin. Legs out, an infield bunt single. And caught the left side of the Fayetteville infield off guard as new left-hander Jose Nodal comes in behind Luis Rodriguez. Nodal 1-6 with a 4.58 ERA. 14th game tonight, 7th out of the Fayetteville bullpen, 39 and a third innings. 29 walks to 35 strikeouts. Baldwin with some speed aboard first, and first pitch strike to Bryce Willits. It is 0-1 is Nodal will work through the heart of the Kannapolis order entering this game. Willits and Jonaker Betancourt on deck. Pitch to Willits, and he tips it foul into the screen. Nothing in two on Willits with his 8 home runs and 27 RBIs. Brooks Baldwin, prior to going on the injured list, with 10 stolen bases and 12 attempts. Molina shaded towards the middle. Here's the offering, left on left, and a foul ball sprayed off the left side. It'll stay where it is at nothing and two. Willits 0 for 2 today against Luis Angel Rodriguez, a strikeout and a ground out to second base. Jose Nodal with a heavy usage of slider, and he can draw the ground ball. Here's the 0-2 pitch. He strikes him out swinging. 93-mile-per-hour fastball, top of the zone, and Willits was way late on it. He K's for a second time today, goes to 0-for-3, one out in the top of the sixth, and Jonaker Betancourt coming up. So final line for the Fayetteville starter, Luis Angel Rodriguez. He'll settle with a no decision in a scoreless game. The offense only had one base hit behind him. Five innings, only two hits allowed, no earned runs, three walks, four strikeouts. It wasn't the signature strikeout performance from Rodriguez where he racks up 8-9 Ks like he's done a couple of times, but job done. Simply put, defense used behind him and dropped his season ERA to 1.47 with the Woodpeckers. Awful good figure there. Backdoor slider dropped into Betancourt. And he's down in an 0-2 hole. Jose Nadal finding the zone here early on.
Yeah, speaking of awfully good, the fastball topping at 93 and then the sharp breaking curveball. Stuff looks really good in this last couple of at-bats against the heart of the order.
The 0-2, and Nadal slipped coming down the mound, commits a balk, and Brooks Baldwin will get to head down to second base. I think the back of his cleat on his right leg as he tried to come down the hill and plant clipped the dirt and caused him to stumble over. Never actually released the baseball. And Baldwin heads to second base. Nadal's okay, gets right back into his set, picks and pitches, and blows him away with a high heater. Another 91-mile-per-hour fastball up top. That's kind of how Nadal is crafting these at-bats. Off-speed early and then high heat to close it out. Back-to-back Ks, two gone. And Chris Lanzilli stepping in.
And this is a guy who's usually a ground ball pitcher that's climbing the ladder against these cannonballer hitters. We saw him with a 50-plus percent ground ball rate last year in the FCL. He's challenging these guys.
First pitch to Lanzilli, and a fastball pumped in for strike one. So starting this at-bat with the velo, Lanzilli with his crouched and pretty wide-open stance from the right side. Brought down from high A Winston-Salem on Tuesday. Kicking the 0-1 pitch on a line out into center. Zach Cole has it measured, drifting back slightly and making the catch over his left shoulder, ending a scoreless sixth for Jose Nadal. He picks up where Rodriguez led off, and we're going home half. Nothing. Only four hits combined in this game. Where will the offense come from? We'll find out next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh, my bad. Fans, how well do you know your Marvel history? Let's take it down to Doug with a super fan.
I was getting ready to do something with my hair. I'm not sure what was going to happen there. This is Jenna. She's 12. Jenna has seen every single Marvel movie ever, and she's got them all memorized. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, good. So turn around, look at the screen. We're going to give you some choices here. We'll give you a question and some choices. Black Panther's bodysuit is made with what mysterious metal? Iron, Uru, platinum, or vibranium?
D.
She says D. Is she correct? It is indeed vibranium. Next, Loki is the god of mischief, magic, deception, or mythology?
A.
Jenna says A. Is she correct? Indeed. Last, what is Hawkeye's real name? Tony Barton, Peter Barton, Clint Barton, or William Barton? Which one is it?
C.
Jenna and the Cannonballers say C. Are they correct? It is indeed correct. Well done, Jenna. Thank you, Cannonballers. Look at that camera right there. Give me a big go, Peckers.
Go, Peckers.
That's right.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Drew McDaniel. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 28, Frank Perez.
We're in the home sixth inning, and Frank Perez leads it off for the Woodpeckers against the righty Drew McDaniel. His pitch count in good shape, only 52 pitches through five scoreless, and Patrick Leland and company will send him back out there as he tries for a quality start. Fayetteville went to the bullpen in the top of the sixth, and Jose Nadal worked around a base runner. Perez 0-for-1 with a deep fly to left. First pitch was high, next one home. He pulls the string and a breaking ball in there for strike one. Frank Perez had it die just in front of the fence, closest Fayetteville's come to really taking a lead today, and this is starting to feel like a game dominated by pitching where maybe it'll come down to a solo home run for one of these dugouts. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a pop fly straight backwards. And although the offense has had a quiet night, just one hit on a John Garcia single in the fifth, it's been good to see the Woodpeckers play clean defense tonight after a rough day yesterday on the diamond and keep it low scoring after giving up seven runs in the opener. Ground ball pulled sharply to short. Sanchez with a backhanded pickup on his knee gets to his feet and throws a one-hopper to first that's dug out by Betancourt. Now the Kannapolis defense making some highlight plays. Sanchez fielded that ball down on his knee, quickly got to his feet. He had a really long throw against a pretty speedy runner in Frank Perez. And a throw that short hopped right in front of the bag, and Betancourt did a good job going to a knee, blocking that and scooping backhand with the first baseman's mitt. So one gone, Luis Perez coming up. And first pitch slider is high and away to him, 1-0. Kind of a tough luck night for Frank Perez on that deep fly that just missed a solo homer, and then a nice play on the infield to take away a hit from him. 1-0 sails up atop the head of Luis Perez, and he has to duck out of the way. Two balls there, no strikes on Perez, who grounded out to third to Willits in the first inning. Or his first at bat, should say. That was back in the third when he first came up. Sixth inning, it's only his second at bat. That's how you know that McDaniel's been efficient. And he gets Perez to pull his head out of the zone, swing early on a slider. And that's pitch number 60 from Drew McDaniel. Has not issued a walk, has struck out four. He is retired. 16 of the 17 batters he's faced and delivers a strike to Perez to level it at 2-2. Perez will call for time, step out of the box and try and reset. Start to work here around the Carolina League scoreboard a little bit here in the sixth inning as well. As the 2-2 comes home and Perez waves and misses, strike three. McDaniel spun a slider low and away and he picks up his fifth strikeout. First by Luis Perez, back up to the top of the order for Zach Cole. We got a blowout tonight in Lynchburg, Virginia. Delmarva leads 8-0 over the Hillcats. Down East is shutting out Carolina in the middle of the eighth inning. The Mudcats having some offensive struggles tonight. They've been held to just one hit through eight innings. Cole tonight 0-2, a tapper to first and a fly out to center. Takes the first pitch low and in, and it's 1-0. Another low-scoring game in Fredericksburg where the Nationals have just a 1-0 lead over Salem in the bottom of the fifth. Myrtle Beach, who walked off yesterday in the 13th inning, leads 4-1 in the middle of the fifth inning. Now Zach Cole breaks the bat and pulls it by the reach of Betancourt, adding a shallow right field. The handle of the bat snapped in Zach's hands. That boy goes to retrieve the shards, and both Fayetteville hits tonight have come on broken bat swings. John Garcia's soft single into center was on a busted bat. Now Zach Cole shatters the lumber but picks up a two-out knock. He's on first base, and Jackson Lofton going to try and do something with the two-out base runner. Scoreless game in the home sixth inning. Three Kannapolis hits, two for the Woodpeckers. Jackson Lofton has struck out in both of his at-bats. First pitch home, slider dives low and outside. And the count is 1-0. Lofton wears the high black socks today with those white pants and the Marvel uniform. Here's the 1-0. And a slider in there as McDaniel made the adjustment. Augusta over Columbia, 2-1, presently in the bottom of the sixth inning. And here we are scoreless. So you have one blowout, but every other game is pretty low scoring, within three runs. Peer over that left shoulder as McDaniel works out of the stretch. Hasn't been there a lot today. Spins and throws over to first. He's picked over to first both times he's had base runners. Woodpeckers got aggressive with Garcia in the fifth. He stole second base. And on a night like tonight where the base runners are limited, don't be surprised to see Ricky Rivera giving his guys the green light, especially Cole, who has the second most stolen bases on the club. Swiped bag number 20 last night. And Lofton swings and hits a high drive out into center. Logan Glass measuring in front of the warning track, circling around and makes the catch about 20 feet shy of the wall to end the inning. So the Woodpeckers get a two-out base runner on a Zach Cole single, but they leave him on. They've stranded both their base runners tonight, and we remain scoreless through six. Top seven next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
What to do, we turn our back and whip on her and just shake them off, shake them off, shake them off, shake them off. Don't let haters get me off my grind. My
Bobcat of Fayetteville is the official sponsor of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Field Crew. Visit Bobcat of Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Nodal. Leading off the top of the seventh inning,
Chris Lanzelli leads off the, Drake Logan Macon leads off the top of the seventh inning, and we are deadlocked. Scoreless ball game. Just two hits for the Woodpeckers. Jose Nodal trying to keep it scoreless. And now to take through the play-by-play on the seventh, let's send it back to Colin.
Thank you, Chappie. First pitch from Nodal, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, is a strike on Logan. Just a one at-bat for him as he came on as a pinch runner. And he struck out swinging against the starter, Luis Angel Rodriguez. Change up there from Nodal. It's 1-1. Low-scoring game. In fact, no scoring whatsoever through six. Two pitching staffs that have had strong starts to this series, and there's a seeing eye single in the left. Logan makes it back-to-back innings with a leadoff base hit for Kannapolis. He's aboard, and now Logan Glass will look to try and move him into scoring position. That is hit number four of the ball game for Kannapolis. They had seven in yesterday's series opener, and half of them were for extra bases, about half of them. None so far tonight for either side have gone for two or more. Breaking ball, an appeal, and the field umpire, Brian Schmidt, says that Glass held up. Logan Glass, the center fielder, 0 for 2 tonight. Pop out and a ground out. Former Kansas Jayhawk commit before signing with the White Sox after being taken out of high school. He lines one down the right field line, and this will be trouble all the way to the wall. Perez reels it in, but up to second base goes Logan Glass. Drake Logan is up to third, two in scoring position, nobody out, and the Cannonballers threatening to break the scoreless tie to begin the seventh.
Yeah, that right there from Logan Glass is going to go down as the biggest hit so far tonight. And maybe one of the bigger hits of the series so far as well. Nobody had really had one of those with a runner on, ball in the gap, or ball up along the line, extra base hit. And Logan Glass, who was off yesterday, contributed in a big way tonight, first game of the series. And now a pitch clock violation assessed against Nodal.
We'll add insult to injury with Juan Gonzalez, the batter. Guy who has shown a lot of success and just a few at-bats since joining the Cannonballers. First pitch misses inside, and it's actually a 1-1 count, I believe. I think the pitch clock violation was given to Gonzalez. It was, so 1-1.
Oh, okay.
So a bit of a break there for Nodal. The infield in for Fayetteville, trying to get that opening run at the plate should Logan make a break for it. 1-1 fastball, called strike two, and Gonzalez shakes his head. Fayetteville scored first in yesterday's ball game. That was all the way back in the first inning. But it has taken over six for either side to break through. The lefty, Jose Nodal, comes set. And the two-strike pitch is laced foul off to the right over towards Bagwell's Burgers. Houston Astros in action again in St. Louis to wrap up their series with the Cardinals in a rematch of that classic 2004 NLCS. It's a thrilling 10-7 win yesterday for Houston. Two-strike pitch is low, and it's 2-2. Stroh's trying to make it back-to-back victories thanks to a 6-run second inning at Busch Stadium. It is 6-0, as that game is now in the top of the fifth. The pitch, fastball in the dirt. It gets away from Garcia. He can't find it, and Logan will score easily. So it's a wild pitch that brings home the opening run. Kannapolis takes a 1-0 lead. Logan Glass, meanwhile, advances 90 feet. He is at third with still nobody out.
Yeah, that pitch skipped through Garcia, got a piece of Corey Gerber, and then kicked off to the right. A little bit of congestion right behind home plate as that ball bounced away. If it doesn't get the umpire, you know, maybe it's one of those that sails to the backstop, ricochets back to home plate. So just a tough break for the Woodpeckers to bring home the game's first run.
Infield remains in a very late swing, and Gonzalez manages to tomahawk it over towards the right side and stay alive. In that big inning for the Astros, it was a two-run RBI single from Jose Altuve that kicked it off, as that is ball four, misses outside, and three straight base runners to begin the frame for Kannapolis as Gonzalez draws his second walk of the inning. That'll put runners at first and third with still nobody out. Kyle Tucker then brought in two with a single. Jose Abreu had a two-run double, and Yiner Diaz an RBI double that scored Abreu. Astros at 43-37. Trying to slowly chip away at that deficit. They see Texas Rangers leading the AL West. And all with the batter showing bunt, it's Wilbur Sanchez. He can't get it down. The runner at third in Glass did not break, but Gonzalez at first was on the move, so it was a bit of a safety squeeze for the Cannonballers. Unsuccessful, and it's 0-1. All from the stretch. His pitch hits softly to short. This will score a run. Molina will go to second for the force out. The return throw wild, and Gastone reels it in before it heads towards the dugout. So it will be a fielder's choice and an RBI credited to Wilbur Sanchez as Glass scores from third. The lead doubled for the Cannonballers, 2-0.
Yeah, on a play like that, you have your middle infield back trying to get the double play. And for Molina, you kind of go through your progressions, you charge forward, you field, all right, can't get a throw to the plate, let's try and get that next lead runner. It's a good play to go the short way, get to second, keep it to runner at first, and one out.
Mario Camaletti, for the fourth time, he watches the first pitch, and it is a called strike. He's 0 for 3, with a couple of strikeouts and a fielder's choice. That fielder's choice will not help his on-base percentage that now sits at 439. Fastball sails upstairs, and it is 1-1. Nadal trying to avoid what would be his seventh loss of the season. He has not been on the right side of these decisions, some of them not on his own accord, where he's pitched well enough to get the victory. Curveball hit towards second, could be two. Throw to Molina for one, and back to first in time. A double play ends the inning. Lorenzo to Molina to Gastone. Much needed for Fayetteville after a couple of runs come across for Kannapolis. We head to the seventh inning stretch. 2-0 Cannonballers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. All right, fans, it's time for the ERA Struthers seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. Cracker Jacks. So it's root. Packers. Sing it loud. The old ball. Atta boy, Packers. Atta boy. Here's something special reaching for DJ Woo's girl.
Touching me. Touching you.
J. Woo.
Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined.
DJ Woo.
To believe there never was. But now I look at the night. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two.
I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water. And
home half of the seventh, Fayetteville looking to climb out of a 2-0 deficit after the Cannonballers put up a pair in the top of the seventh. Drew McDaniel's day is done, and what a night it was for him. Six scoreless innings, two hits, no walks, and five strikeouts from the former Ole Miss Rebel as Garrett McGowan swings at that delivery from the right-handed reliever Ethan Hammerberg coming on for Kannapolis here in the bottom of the seventh. Drafted in the 20th and final round of last year's draft from The Ohio State University. His 0-2 delivery is a fastball up and away. Hammerberg on the year, 0-2 with an 8.22 earned run average. This is his eighth appearance of the season, all in relief. He's only pitched 7 2/3 innings. So he'll look to get through one inning and likely turn it over to the bullpen once again. Breaking ball down and in. And McGowan battles back to even things up. Three seasons at Ohio State for Hammerberg. Playing in the Big Ten. The 1-2, and McGowan swings and misses. He's down on strikes, moves to 0-for-3 on the ball game. And with one away, it'll be the cleanup man, Dari Lorenzo. Hammerberg had a really strong summer of 2022 prior to being drafted with the Hyannis Harbor Hawks in the Cape Cod Baseball League. Went 2-0. With nine games in relief, a 1.93 earned run average for the Hyannis Harbor Hawks. Pitch comes in and nearly gets Dari Lorenzo. Slider sharply diving in at his ankles. That's the last thing that Fayetteville wants to see with all the foul balls and hit batters that have banged up their offensive talent. Ricardo below. That foot injury and same thing happening to Luis Encarnacion less than now about 24 hours ago. Lorenzo swings underneath one and skies it foul straight back. Fastball at 94 from Hammerberg, who grew up right where he went to school, Columbus, Ohio. Six-five right-hander working exclusively from the stretch. And his fastball is airmailed. Two balls and a strike. He's a college teammate of former Fayetteville Woodpecker Zach DiCenzo. And one of the best players in all of minor league baseball for the Houston Astros org. Good located fastball, and Lorenzo takes strike two. Saw DiCenzo get another bump up to Corpus Christi not too long ago. He's played 21 games there out in Texas. Fouled into the screen. And Lorenzo stays alive. DiCenzo with those 19 home runs in his senior year at OSU. Hit four long balls last year for Fayetteville. Went up to Asheville, hit four home runs there, and has one so far in 21 games for the Hooks. pop up left side, jogging into foul territory, Bryce Willits, and he reaches out to make the catch. And Hammerberg has retired the first two batters he has faced. Two away. And John Garcia will look to replicate the success he had in his last at-bat, one for two. He has one of just two hits tonight for Fayetteville. First pitch to Garcia, fastball sails high. He was taken one round before Hammerberg in last year's draft. In the 19th round, Dominican-born righty. Went to high school in the Bronx. He swings through that one, and it is 1-1. John also a Cape League alum. That was in 2021, where he spent 8 games the Bourne Braves. And he takes a wild hack at the 95-mile-an-hour fastball and cannot connect.
You see Garcia even kind of motioning with his two hands down, kind of trying to say, hey, calm down, a little overzealous on that swing. And said it earlier, you know, Woodpeckers might just need a multi-run home run to get them back in this thing. Got to get on base, though.
Still not homered in the second half. Two strike pitch sails down and away. Still four more games between these two teams this week. And then no off day in between. 4th of July, both these teams will be back in action, starting a new series to wrap up pre-All-Star break half of the schedule. Full count 3-2 on Garcia. Fayetteville will be about an hour north of here in Zebulon at Five County Stadium celebrating Independence Day with a contest against the Carolina Mudcats. Hammerberg, long pause, and the payoff pitch. Hit sharply right at the third baseman, Bryce Willits. Didn't even have to move, and he makes the grab to end the inning. Been that kind of night for the Woodpeckers. They have been shut out through seven. The end of the eighth, 2-0 Kannapolis, Segra Stadium.
Well, let's take it down to Doug with our contestant.
Thank you, sir. I'm here with Josh. Josh, what do you do for God and Country?
Everything you need me to do, for real.
Okay, well, right now we need you to guess some smiles. Turn around, if you will. We're going to show you some smiles. All these guys played characters in Marvel movies. Whose smile is that?
That's not my smile, but I don't even know.
It is Tom Hiddleston, who played Loki. So again, all these smiles come from Marvel movies. Come on, come on.
Tony Stark. Who? Oh, that's Tony Stark, right? Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly what they said. He says Robert Downey Jr. It is indeed. One more, Josh. Here we go. Whose smile is that? Again, a Marvel character.
Scarlett Johansson.
He says ScarJo. Is he correct? It's Brie Larson, Captain Marvel. That's okay, Josh. Turn around. Look at that camera right there. Give me a big go, Peckers.
Go, Peckers!
That's right.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Nodal.
Jose Nodal back on the mound. Fayetteville 6 outs away from dropping the first two against the Kannapolis Cannonballers this week. Brooks Baldwin back in the box and back on the play-by-play to take us through the conclusion. It's Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Woodpeckers will need some late-inning heroics out of the lineup tonight if they want to avoid dropping two games to none in this series to Kannapolis. Baldwin taking ball one, and here's the wind and the pitch. Nadal delivers a strike on the outside edge. An 84-mile-per-hour changeup, and it is 1-1. Baldwin, Willits, and then Betancourt. 2-3-4 the order. Nadal gave up a pair of runs in the seventh on a wild pitch and an RBI fielder's choice. The 1-1 slides to the inside, and it's a strike, 1-2. Nadal struck out a pair of hitters with his fastball in the sixth inning. See if he tries to get back to that here in a two-strike count to Nadal. He kicks and delivers and blazes one across the plate for strike three. He went knee-high on Baldwin and got him looking. That is the seventh strikeout tonight for Fayetteville pitching, the third by Jose Nadal. One gone to the eighth, and it brings up Bryce Willits. A reminder that we're home through Monday. This series won't end Sunday. We started Wednesday through Monday. Big 3rd of July fireworks spectacular, so come on out expecting big crowds on the 3rd of July before the Woodpeckers head to Zebulon, North Carolina for the 4th. They'll play on that following Tuesday against the Carolina Mudcats and probably have another big crowd out in Zebulon. Temperature starting to warm up a little bit, but the crowds always show up around this time of year across all the minor league baseball. 1-0 pitch and a slider misses down and outside. Two balls and no strikes on Willits. Even the 4th of July, we will have a ball game here. It won't be the Woodpeckers, but the U.S. Collegiate National Team against Chinese Taipei in an International Friendship Series game. And we'll have a post-game fireworks show on the 4th as well. 2-0 pitch, and that's ripped past the mound on the ground. Molina fields near second base behind the bag, steps and throws over to first, and retires Bryce Willits, who goes to 0-4.
Chappie, it feels like this game's going along fairly quickly, but it's got nothing compared to what took place in Kinston tonight. 5-1 win for the Down East Wood Ducks, and they did it in an hour and 42 minutes.
Whoa! That's great. That's absurd. I don't know. I can't speak to every game across the minors since this pitch clock was installed going back to last year, but that may be the record so far across all of minor league baseball with these new pitch clock rules. You said 142?
Yep, 142.
That is incredible. At the belt, Nadal pitches, and a check swing on a pitch up high, and he didn't go. Who was on the mound? Yeah. Cy Young in 1908? I mean, these...
you took the words out of my mouth, though. It's two of the better arms in the North Division. Aiden Curry for Down East, Will Rudy for Carolina.
One ball, one strike pitch. Here the Down East Wood Ducks are the Mudcats, the visiting team, probably going back to their hotel by train because that's a 1908 box score. An hour 42. Incredible speed of the games now. We're playing quick tonight, like you said, 2-1. And there's a knee-high fastball on the inside, and it's two balls and two strikes on Betancourt. Nadal trying to go 1-2-3 in this eighth inning. 38 pitches for the Fayetteville Southpaw. All lefties used tonight by the Woodpeckers. Two-strike pitch, high breaking ball, grounded towards the middle. Picked by Molina, spin around, a throw to first, and it kicks off of Gastone's leg and trickles into foul territory. Molina with great range, spinning around, getting the throw off, accurate to Gastone, but throw could not be completed on the receiving end, and Betancourt will make it on. We'll see how they score this. It was a tough play for Molina going over to his left, and I believe they flashed a hit on the board, so an infield single for Betancourt, and that gets him to 1-for-2.
1-for-2, he's reached three times, the couple of walks, and didn't end up being an out, but another great job showing off his range there from Molina. He has looked really active out there at short in this ballgame.
First pitch fastball sails high to Lanzilli. And it's 0-1. Lanzilli with a ground ball that resulted in a double play. Single and a line out to center. He's 1-for-3, fourth plate appearance here. Big gap on the right side with Lorenzo shifted. And there's a slider, backdoor pitch. And it's called strike 0-1, a 1-1 rather. Lanzilli, the former Wake Forest ball player, planted a second game this season for the Cannonballers, added to the roster on Tuesday. It was a corresponding move with the promotions of Jacob Burke and Tim Elko, a couple of the Kannapolis All-Stars. Question coming into this series was, could they find a new identity? And so far they have in these first couple of games. 1-1 is just outside. They had back-to-back home runs hit yesterday by Betancourt and Laureano. And today they got that big double from Logan Glass to put two in scoring position, and then wild pitch RBI fielder's choice from Wilbur Sanchez. Contributions towards the bottom of the order. 2-1 to Lanzilli, and he foul tips it off the foot of Corey Gerber. And the home plate umpire does a good job to mask the pain, shake it off, and quickly fire a new baseball back to Nadal. You think they teach you that in umpire school? Kind of mask the pain, pretend like it didn't hurt you when you get smoked by a foul ball or a fastball?
Either that or they take a bunch of painkillers before the game.
Tough it out.
Certainly a thankless job, though, standing behind that plate for 400 pitches a night.
No doubt. They got some Advil and some Icy Hot in the umpire locker room. Here's a tapper that gets off the foot of Lanzilli this time. So everybody getting hobbled around the home plate circle. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs as Nadal tries to get a 2-0 Canapolis lead to the bottom of the eighth inning. Fayetteville will have Molina, Gastón, and Frank Perez scheduled to bat in that inning. Nadal peers in, gets the sign. Here's his 2-2, and a ground ball towards the middle. That will squeeze through out into shallow center. Zach Cole forward to retrieve it. Lanzilli is on with his second base hit of the game, now 2-for-4. And Jonaker Betancourt stops at second. 2-1 with two out, first and second for Drake Logan.
It's been a good night at the plate for Lanzilli. He got 2-for-4, but even in his two outs, hit the ball pretty well. Ended up rounding into a double play in the second, also hit a line sharply out into center. That's Zach Cole, really. And I thought on that play, it would have resulted in the first run of the ball game for Canapolis, but of course they would strike in the following inning. But yeah, he's been squaring the ball up really well against his Fayetteville pitching staff tonight.
Here's Drake Logan, who is not a starter in tonight's game. First pitch gets by Garcia, goes all the way to the backstop. That was a shorted breaking ball by Nadal, and it'll send Betancourt to third. Lanzilli trailing to second. Two in scoring position with two outs. And an opportunity here for Drake Logan to really distance the Cannonballers in the late innings. As mentioned, he did not start, had to come in for an injured Joanna Biel-Laureano, who rolled his ankle on the first base bag, hustling out an infield single in the second inning. Logan swings off the end of the bat, slow roller, right side, and it'll trickle out into right field. Betancourt scores from third. Here's a throw to the plate with Lanzilli sliding in, and he is tagged out by Garcia to end the inning. Drake Logan rolls an RBI single that'll turn it to a 3-0 Canapolis lead, but a nice throw from Frank Perez in shallow right sets down Lanzilli, prevents a fourth run, and gets us to the bottom of the eighth inning. Three-run ball game when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The USA Collegiate National Team will play the Chinese Taipei team in the 20th International Friendship Series at 6 p.m. Scan the QR code on the board to get your tickets today.
Your Wyndham is waiting. When bucket lists need checking, points need redeeming, work trips need crushing, or anniversaries need celebrating, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands by Wyndham to choose from, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Fans, this Cannonballers pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Cannonballers, number 40, Emerson Talavera.
Estoy aquí porque Dios tuvo planes conmigo. Gracias a usted y a los míos.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the PWC power hitter of the game.
Home eighth inning, and the Woodpeckers now trail 3-0. Leo Molina leads it off against a new Canapolis right-hander. Emerson Talavera has entered the game. And his first pitch, a fastball in the low inside corner, called a strike, 0-1. Leo Molina up for a third time. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Talavera's wind and delivery. He misses up and outside. 1-1. Talavera is 2-1 on the year with a 4.98 ERA, his 17th bullpen appearance tonight for Kannapolis. Here comes the 1-1. And Molina swings early on a breaking ball, peeling to the outside. It is 1-2. 21 2/3 innings, 24 strikeouts over that stretch, 16 walks and 3 home runs allowed, 12 total earned runs for Talavera. The 1-2 kick and delivery, a check swing, roller past the mound. Talavera couldn't get it on a dive. Shortstop Sanchez forward with a bare hand, and he'll throw out Molina on a close play at first. Well, Talavera selling out, trying to get that baseball. He couldn't get it, but his shortstop has his back. Wilbur Sanchez barehanding on the cut of the infield grass, quickly getting it out of the hand, and Molina called out on a bang-bang play. One away.
Sanchez made it look easy. That's one of the most difficult plays that you can make as a fielder, specifically a shortstop. That's a long way you have to run to pick up that ball on the grass, and in one fluid motion, throws a strike to get Molina at the bag.
Sandro Gaston takes the slider low and away, and Leo was just a little slow getting out of the box. It was almost like he couldn't believe that the ball was in play for a moment after he checked his swing, and it was rolling towards the mound. Here's the 1-0, and Gaston got underneath it, pops it up right side and into the stands. So it's 1-1 on Sandro, who put a baseball to the deepest part of the park his last time, deep center field, and it died right up against the wall as Logan Glass was able to track it down. Talavera winds and fires, and Gaston rips a line drive right up the middle, out into center field, and this time it's dropping. One out, single in the eighth, and Sandro Gaston with a good exit velo on that one. He goes to 1-for-3, and is squaring up the ball well today.
Huge opportunity here for this bottom of the order. Frank Perez coming to the plate, a great throw that cut down a runner in the top half of the inning. Would it be something else if he can keep this rally going and deliver a big time hit for an offense that desperately needs it?
Frank Perez now checking his swing, and the pitch hit him on the handle of the bat, and that'll be a foul ball. So Perez 0-2, fly out to left. Along with a ground ball to short. Here's the 0-1. And a back pick going up the first base line. Gaston steps back in there. The pitch was called a strike, I believe. Looked a little outside, but it's now 0-2. Out of the stretch, Talavera delivers and strikes out Perez, or did he foul tip it? He did just foul tip it in and out of the mitt of the catcher. That line drive off the bat of Sandro Gaston, 107 miles per hour, looking back at the stadium Hawkeye. So he got all of that liner. Here's the 0-2 to Perez, and a slider just missed outside. Good take, 1-2. Emerson Talavera, his background, he is 20 years old and originally from Venezuela. Born on the 1st of October in 2002 and signed internationally with the White Sox back in March of 2020, right during the start of the pandemic. And now a 1-2 cut and miss. Frank Perez strikes out for out number two of the eighth inning. A lot of stuff in play tonight for the Woodpeckers. They haven't just been waving all night at the plate. That's only the seventh strikeout for the offense. They've kept that number relatively low. But it's just been a lot of Kannapolis pitchers, McDaniel, Hammerberg, Talavera, using the defense behind them to pick up outs tonight. And now at the bottom of the order, it is Luis Perez 0-2 with a ground out to short, ground out to third make it, and a strikeout. First pitch up and in towards the letters, and it's 1-0. Gaston on first base after his line drive single to center, and what was just the third hit tonight for Fayetteville, being out hit 8-3 by the Ballers. Talavera pitches, and Perez laid on a fastball at 90. 1-1 on Luis, who was absent from the order yesterday. And back on the lineup card tonight. Still trying to put it together at the plate since his call-up from the FCL. Here's the 1-1. And that missed up and away. Two balls and one strike on Luis Perez with his 0-for-2 tonight. Perez has started his Woodpeckers career just 2-for-40. Second baseman Camiletti shaded towards the middle. Next pitch, and Perez dumps it foul behind the screen and out of play. So 2-2 on Perez. No bullpen activity for the Woodpeckers out in left field, so you'd presume that we'll see more of Jose Nadal come to top of the ninth. Fayetteville trying to scratch across a run. Kannapolis has not walked anybody today. Fayetteville's only had three base runners in this game, all on singles. Garcia, Cole, and Gastone at first base. Here's the 2-2 kick in the offer, and Perez fouls it off the inside of his left foot. He wears a guard there, and I think he got most of the guard, so he's okay. And count will stay level.
And you mentioned the zero walks, but you mentioned also it's not like the Woodpeckers haven't been swinging at bad pitches. They've been just getting a lot of pitches in the strike zone and haven't been able to do much with it. Very Greg Maddux-esque outing from this pitching staff for Kannapolis.
2-2 still on Perez as he tries to battle. And the pitch is wide, sails through the legs of Gonzalez and gets Gastone down to second base. There might have been a tie-up there. It looked like Gonzalez was popping out of the crouch as that pitch was halfway to the plate, and Gonzalez is going to trail Talavera to the mound. That clearly looked like a cross-up.
Good call here from Gonzalez to A, calm his pitcher down after a bit of a miscommunication on that pitch, and B, recognizing the situation. 3-2 count, two outs. Runner already at second base. Should Perez find a way on, that'd bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Zach Cole.
Quick jump over to Asheville, where tonight the Tourists trail 6-1 to the Greenville Drive, hosting the Boston Red Sox affiliate. Only run tonight coming on a Tim Borden, the second home run, solo shot in the second inning. Starter was Edinson Bautista, who gave up four earned runs over two innings. Perez swings, lines it towards third, but it hooks foul. Squared it up pretty good. Looked like he got a slider, a little elevated. Just a little early. Already been able to straighten that one out. Gastone probably scores. Just the second time tonight that the Woodpeckers have put a man in scoring position. They had Garcia on second in the fifth. Gastone on second here in the eighth, but he will stay there, stranded, as Perez strikes out on a slider, and the eighth inning comes to a close. Three hits, that's all tonight for the Woodpeckers offense, and three runners left on. We're going to the ninth, and the Cannonballers lead 3-0.
Corona vibes bursting with tropical flavors. It's a match made in hard seltzer paradise. Introducing the Corona Hard Seltzer Tropical Pack. It's the flavors of the fine life.
Nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You and all your expectations. I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy because I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You enjoy.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Jose Nadal. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Cannonballers, the center fielder, number 7, Logan Glass.
Final frames tonight in Fayetteville. top of the ninth inning, and the Woodpeckers down 3-0. Jose Nadal returns to the mound for his fourth inning of work and drops in a first-pitch slider for a strike to right-handed hitter Logan Glass. The Kannapolis center fielder has gone 1-for-3 today with a big double in the seventh that helped spark a two-run inning. 0-1 is down and inside. One ball and one strike. Kannapolis was looking for a hit with runners on, and they finally got it in Glass's double that was up the right field line, got Drake Logan down to third, and then a wild pitch brought home what was the break the game open run. Here's a broken bat roller out to second. Lorenzo shuffles to his left, throws wide of Gaston, and that ball careens off the facing of the dugout. Gaston is slow to get up as there was a little collision with Logan Glass. Glass tried to hop over Gaston and might have cleated him on the way by. Gaston laid out to his right to try and backhand that baseball, that wide throw from Lorenzo. And now Jennifer Bardales out to check up on Sandro. You know, it was a clean game defensively tonight up until this ninth inning where the first error will flash on the board. But yesterday the defensive miscues were one of the big problems for Fayetteville. And right now Jennifer actually holding a towel to Gaston's nose or mouth, so he might be bleeding a little bit here.
I think you got clipped on the way by, and credit to Glass for avoiding as much contact as he could have for a guy trying to leg out a single down that line. He also didn't land on top of Gaston, which is a good sign as well with that cleat coming down. But man, here we go again. Just these two teams just can't buy a break when it comes to collisions or bad luck, a tweaked ankle here and there. They've just been snake bitten to start the second half.
E4, the official scoring decision, and I think Logan Glass's speed, just his hustle up the line, might have forced the issue a little bit with Dari Lorenzo. Gaston going to stay in this game. Good sign as Fayetteville keeps their first baseman. And Juan Gonzalez gets ready to hit as Jose Nadal throws a couple of pitches just to stay loose. We're looking over the Asheville Tourists game today. Dalen Miley gave up 2 earned runs over 3 innings. 3 scoreless tonight from Ronnie Garcia. He looked good in that game against Greenville. Again, the one home run coming from Tim Board in the second. And Asheville trailing 6-1 in the ninth inning. Check swing on a first pitch breaking ball from Juan Gonzalez, and he went too far. That's a strike.
Good to see Ronnie still providing a scoreless inning whenever you need it. And good to see him get stretched out to 3. He was a very good pitcher here in Fayetteville.
Yeah, very reliable, and he's been able to provide middle relief successfully in high A. Shallow pop fly out into right. This is trouble. It'll drop out in front of Frank Perez. Logan Glass delayed his run, but he'll pick it up, head to second. And the first two batters have reached in the Kannapolis ninth inning on an error and a soft fly out into shallow right. Lorenzo was cheating a little towards the bag, and that was too far for him to extend. Two on, nobody out. Wilbur Sanchez coming up. Corpus Christi tonight is shutting out the Midland Rockhounds, the Oakland A's affiliate. Corpus Christi up 3-0 in the home second or home fifth inning. They are on the road in Midland, Texas. Wilbur Sanchez, the 9-hitter, is in. Drove in a run with a fielder's choices last time, but officially 0-for-3. Chops this pitch foul along the third base chalk, and it's an 0-1 count on Sanchez. Aaron Brown getting the start tonight for the Hooks, and the former Woodpecker has gone 4 scoreless innings, giving up just the 2 hits, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Here's the pitch home. And Sanchez flares this off one over Gaston and up along the shallow right field line. They are waving Glass around. Here comes the throw down the first baseline from Perez, not in time. Glass slides in. Back pick going up the third baseline, and Juan Gonzalez is tagged out by Lofton. So Kannapolis gets the run, but heads up play by John Garcia to keep with the play. See the runner Gonzalez take a big turn to the third base back, fire it up the line, and wipe him out for the first out of the ninth inning. RBI single for Wilbur Sanchez to make it 4-0.
And at this point, an inning that looked like it could get real ugly real quickly on a bloop down the right field line. Getting out of that, definitely a win for Fayetteville, and the focus is to make sure it's only that one run and just hope that your offense puts together a big-time bottom of the ninth.
Now it's Mario Camaletti, a left-on-left matchup. Camaletti has reached base once today on a fielder's choice, but 0 for 4. And first pitch slider, taken for a strike on the high inside corner. 4 runs now on 10 Kannapolis hits as they extend their lead and inch closer to taking a second straight here on the road. 0-1 pitch, and that is called a strike. On the low inside corner, Camaletti calls for time. Offensively tonight for the Corpus Christi Hooks, 3 runs, 6 hits, and all of them are singles. RBIs from Joey Loperfido, Chad Stevens, and they also have Colin Barber, the fourth round pick by the Astros from 2019 with an RBI. Pitch is off the plate, away, and it's nothing in two. Colin Barber, one of the guys that we never saw here in Fayetteville, but is a highly regarded prospect for the Astros. He went straight from the FCL to the Astros, or to the Asheville Tourists in 2021. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch, and it's down in the dirt, backhanded by Garcia. And he looks the runner back to first.
You know what we did see was Joey Loperfido, as you mentioned, hit a home run today. 1 year ago today, on June 29th, 2022, at Five County Stadium, he launched a home run right before he ended up getting that call-up to Asheville at the time in an 8-5 victory for Fayetteville over to the Carolina Mudcats.
Really a breakout year last year for Loperfido. He had a couple of multi-home run games here in Fayetteville. And he's one of the many offensive prospects within the Houston Astros system, along with some of the top draft picks and Jacob Melton and Drew Gilbert. In AAA tonight, the Sugarland Space Cowboys in the Pacific Coast League are hosting the Oklahoma City Dodgers as Camaletti looks at it low, and it's going to fill the count 3-2. On the 60th pitch of the night for Jose Nadal. No bullpen activity out there, and Ricky Rivera and company trying to ride him through the top of the ninth. Couple outs to get. After that play at third, one runner at first base, one away. 4-0 ballers, and the pitch is outside. Camaletti draws a walk. Wouldn't be a Mario Camaletti ball game without at least one. And he draws his first here in the ninth inning. Make it the fifth Fayetteville walk in the game. Puts runners at first and second with one out. Brings Brooks Baldwin, the switch hitter, up to the plate. And he's been batting from the right side all night long.
It's now 16 straight games. Camaletti has reached base in, tying Tim Elko for the second longest this year by a Kannapolis Cannonballer.
First pitch slider drops into Baldwin. And there's strike one.
Longest. How about Jacob Burke, who got the promotion the other day? 35 consecutive games in which he reached base.
Was that an active streak at the time
of promotion? I believe
it was. Yeah, so. Runner going to third. Pitch is inside. Gets all the way to the backstop, and John Garcia has to hustle after it. So Sanchez gets down to third base. Camaletti trails to second. Sanchez will get credit for the stolen base on that pitch inside.
And Burke was on our ballot, I believe, when we submitted it for the All-Stars, and for good reason. He's just been a reliable guy for this Kannapolis team. I'm sure they're sad to see him go, but Camaletti has stepped up in a big way, among other guys, up and down this lineup.
Yeah, him and Tim Elko were named official, unofficial All-Stars by the Carolina League broadcasters. Fayetteville had Zach Cole, Narve Cruz, and Ryan Clifford on the position player front. And then a couple of pitchers in Jose Fleury and Nolan DeVos. 0-1 on Baldwin, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Rather, that was the 1-1 pitch. Now 1-2. Baldwin, in his return from the injured list today, has gone a collective 1-for-4. Single in the sixth inning. And a strikeout his last time in the eighth facing Nadal. This is his third time going up against Jose. Here's the set, the 1-1 pitch with the infield playing in. High slider is pushed foul off to the right. And Fayetteville is starting to loosen a right-hander out there with Nadal's pitch count creeping towards 70. It looks to be Dury Carrasco, I believe, out there starting to loosen. 2-2 count on Baldwin. And here's Nadal's break even. A pop fly along the right field line, slicing into foul territory. Frank Perez hustling over, and he overran it. Ball lands behind him on the extended warning track. Tough part of the park where the sidewall juts out a bit. And you get a little bit more real estate to work with. And Frank Perez with a full head of steam coming in from right. Couldn't stop himself in time. Those are always tricky fly balls to judge.
If there's any silver lining for him, had he made that catch, likely would have resulted in a run coming in at third with Sanchez tagging up.
Yeah, that's fair. Might have saved a 4-0 game from becoming 5-0. So Baldwin battling in a 2-2 count. Jose Nadal looking for out number two of the ninth. And here he comes down the hill. Spins a breaking ball just outside, and Nadal thought he had strike three. Strutted off to the right side of the mound, showed his numbers to the umpire, and thought he had out number two. Instead, works in a full count now to Baldwin with an open base down at first. Hole infield on the cut of the grass. And here's Nadal's belt tie set, delivery to Baldwin, and he rockets one deep out of the left center field. Cole sprinting back, still back, and it is off of the middle of the fence. Runners held for a moment, but in is Sanchez, around is Camaletti, and Brooks Baldwin to second with a two-run double. It is now 6-0, Kannapolis. And three runs have come home in this ninth inning. Back-to-back nights with a three-run ninth inning for Kannapolis.
Yeah, this is a little bit different, though, than yesterday's ninth inning where we saw a lot of guys put on base by Fayetteville pitching. This time they've gone on the attack in the ninth inning and gone right after Jose Nadal. Three hits now in the frame and really the first big extra base hit. We've seen a couple here and there by Kannapolis in the ball game, but runners on, Brooks Baldwin. I mean, he missed a home run by just a couple of feet. Hit it out to those rocking chairs out in left center field. I'm sure he'll be pretty content with his second hit of the ball game and tack on a couple of runs batted in. Been a quite the return for Baldwin after coming off the injured list.
Yeah, successful night for him. A top 30 prospect by the White Sox tonight. 2-for-5 with his double and two ribbies now to get it to 6-0 Cannonballers. Their largest lead of this series after winning a five-run game last night, 7-2. Bryce Willett's getting a chance now in the ninth inning to pick up his first base hit. He started his day 0-for-4. A couple of strikeouts and a pair of groundouts. Baldwin, the runner on second base with still just one out. 70th pitch for Nadal is lined through the left side and out into the left center field gap. Luis Perez picks up. Baldwin hustling around third. Throw to the infield cut off by Lofton. And another run is home on an RBI single. Bryce Willits picks up his first base hit of the day. And it's now 7-0 Cannonballers.
It's a really good offensive team, even despite all the promotions. You look up and down. Not the best team as far as hitting for average, but they know how to drive in runs. Third in the league in runs scored coming into tonight. Third in home runs. Top five team in slugging percentage as well. They can get those big swings. They've done that and then some in this ninth inning.
Jonaker Betancourt, the new right-hander, and first pitch is up and outside, called strike. And it's 0-1. Betancourt has been on three times, two walks and a single. He scored a run as well in the eighth inning. Four-run ninth so far, and a fastball placed in there for a strike, 0-2. Sugarland was down 4-0 tonight going to the bottom of the fourth, but they just got a pair of home runs. Pedro Leon, a solo home run, his 12th of the year, and John Singleton, a recent minor league signing by the Astros, a former Astro even at the big league level, hit his second home run in AAA. That was a, he's still a playing baseball moment for me when they signed John Singleton a couple of days ago.
Really cool to see him back. Really cool to see him already find success with the Space Cowboys, really coming full circle about a decade later.
Yeah, you don't often see that. Guy kind of disappears. Do you know where he was? Was he playing internationally? I hadn't heard the name John Singleton in years, and until that news broke that the Astros signed him to a minor league contract. Two ball and two strike count on Jonaker Betancourt. Short lead off of first for Bryce Willits. Here's the pitch, and there's strike three. Slider drops in, and it's called third strike on Betancourt. Jose Nadal with his fourth K tonight. And there's two gone in the ninth inning, and Ricky Rivera is going to step out of the dugout and make a change. Nadal's pitch count close to 75, and they will need to go to Jury Carrasco out of the bullpen to face Chris Lanzilli and try and get the final out of this ninth inning. Ricky takes the ball, and we will go to break. Bring you the numbers on Carrasco when we come back. Four-run Kannapolis ninth inning so far. They lead 7-0.
Let's hear it for Jose Nadal.
A bigger house, ain't have a girlfriend, but the is out. Chanel croc back, ain't even out with the gold chains. Himalayan Birkin lit it up. Se ha perdido entre tus ojos de palmera.
¿Qué será de mí?
Dime si tu beso va rodando en el cuadrado de mi estera.
Si no estás aquí,
despierta la noche, se acuesta la tarde, respiro.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 36, Jury Carrasco.
Y un sol cabizbajo me pregunta qué más por ti yo diera. De tu mañana se despierte mi ventana.
¿Qué será de mí?
Dime si la orilla de tu boca se quedó bajo mi cama.
¿Tú estás aquí?
Despierta la noche, se borra el silencio, respiro.
Solo pienso en ti.
Dime lo que piensas tú de mí.
Now batting for the Cannonballers, the left fielder.
Jury Carrasco out of the bullpen to get the final out of the ninth inning behind Jose Nadal. Chris Lanzilli attacks the first pitch, a Carrasco fastball, and shoots it backwards, foul ball. 0-1, four runs have come home in this Kannapolis ninth inning. And an RBI single from Wilbur Sanchez, two-run double by Brooks Baldwin, an RBI base hit by Bryce Willits. And they've blown it open 7-0. Carrasco from the belt pitches and misses down and in. Jury Carrasco converted over to a pitcher this year, and it's been a successful experiment for him. On the season for the Woodpeckers, out of their bullpen, 15 games, a 3-4 record, and a 1.99 ERA. 22 and two-thirds innings, 27 strikeouts over that stretch to just 7 walks. The pitch is a fastball placed for a strike. No, just missed to the outside. And it is 2-1 on that on that pitch. John Garcia kind of flicked his head back as to fake a pass ball or a wild pitch, and he didn't shake the base runners, but he shook Corey Gerber, who kind of bailed out and looked over his shoulder. 2-1, and a wave at a slider. Good breaking ball by Carrasco, and it's 2-2. It's that pitch right there that I think the Astros saw the ability of Carrasco to throw, even while he was a position player, kind of a well-developed off-speed mix already, and that was one of the things that led him towards becoming a pitcher after being a middle infielder. 2-2 on the way, and there's strike three. Changeup on the high inside corner, taken by Lanzilli, and the inning is over. Four runs home, 8 Kannapolis batters step to the plate, and the Woodpeckers down big, going to the bottom of the ninth. 7-0 to score when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Thank you.
fans, this Cannonballers pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Cannonballers, number 39, Connor Pellerin. Leading off the top of the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Woodpeckers trail big tonight after a 4-run top half, 7-0 the score. Zach Cole faces a new right-hander in Connor Pellerin, so Kannapolis trying to use a trio of arms behind their starter, Drew McDaniel, who went 6 scoreless and delivered a quality start. He's in line for his third win of the season. Fastball misses up high, and it is 1-1 on Cole, who's gone 1-for-3 today with a broken bat single to right that came in the sixth against McDaniel. The 1-1, and that's up and outside. Connor Pellerin going up against the Woodpeckers for the first time this year. He's a recent addition to their bullpen. No record, an 11.25 inflated ERA over 3 games. 5 earned runs over 4 innings, 6 walks, 6 strikeouts. Cole swings and drives it along the left field line, but that'll slice foul into the four tops, and the count's 2-1 on Cole. Pellerin is a 23-year-old, getting ready to turn 24 here pretty soon on July 22nd. Originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and he pitched collegially at Tulane. He blows a 93-mile-per-hour fastball by Zach Cole for the first out of the eighth inning. And it brings up Jackson Lofton. Houston Astros are in action tonight. I believe J.P. France got the start today for Houston, the former Woodpecker, has filled in really well into the Astros rotation. And tonight, he has gotten all sorts of run support facing the St. Louis Cardinals, a 9-0 Astros blowout in the top of the eighth inning out in St. Louis. First pitch was high to Lofton, 1-0. Pellerin at the shoulders, pitches, and Lofton with a half-hearted swing goes through. It is 1-1. Houston scored 6 runs in the top of the second inning, so they've been comfortably ahead all night. Give you the numbers on J.P. France as well, as Lofton waves through, and had his weight on his heels on that swing. It's 1-2. France, 7 scoreless innings, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, using the defense behind him, dropping his big league ERA to 3.13. Lofton sticks the bat out and cues a roller foul over to Dylan Mazzo, and he makes a good kick save.
Talk about seizing the opportunity, though, for France. The huge amount of injuries that we've seen the Astros have, Kohlers, Garcia, all those guys. Of course, the departure of Justin Verlander in free agency, and J.P. France just gets one opportunity, says, hey, I want to stay at Minute Maid Ballpark and continue to live out my career as a Major League Baseball player.
Still feels like the Astros are the type of team that'll be involved in the starting pitching market come the trade deadline here within the next month. But J.P. France is a big help to that entire organization that needs arms and has taken his big league opportunity and really capitalized on it. 1-2 pitch, and Lofton goes down chasing a low and away slider. Strikes out for the second out of the inning. Third strikeout tonight for Lofton as he goes to 0-for-4. And here comes Garrett McGowan. Final chance tonight for Fayetteville. Kyle Tucker hit his 11th home run in that game, a 3-run shot. Tucker went 2-for-3 so far. 5 RBIs for King Tuck. And his home run was a deep one. I think it measured 447 feet. Broken bat, slow roller to first. Betancourt charges, underhand shovels to Pellerin, hustling over to the bag. And that is our ball game. The Woodpeckers get shut out for the 8th time this season. 7-0 the final score as they have dropped both games to start this series to Kannapolis and have started the second half just 1-4 in the second half. We've got starting pitching matchup to preview for you coming up next. Stay tuned. Woodpeckers postgame show coming up in a moment as we break down the final numbers from this one and send you on your way here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
So why don't you take what you want from me? Take what you need from me. Take what you want to go. Why don't you take what you want from me? Take what you need from me. Take what you want to go.
I never needed anything from you, and all I ever asked was for the truth. You showed your tongue and it was forked in two. Your venom was lethal. I almost believed you. Yeah, you prayed.
Time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, and welcome to the booth one final time tonight, where the Fayetteville Woodpeckers were shut out by the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 7-0 the final. And Kannapolis continues to just have a stranglehold on the Woodpeckers in this ballpark. They've won 7 of 8 to start the season series here at Segra Stadium here at 510 Hay Street. It was a tough end of the ball game, Chappie. It started out, though, not that way with all the pitching we saw at the start of this ball game. Luis Angel Rodriguez goes 5 scoreless. On the other side, Drew McDaniel. He was perfect to start the ball game before John Garcia single broke up that perfect game bid, but he ended up going 6 shutout innings, and of course it ended up being a shutout from wire to wire for the Cannonballers. All the run support came in the final third of the ball game, 7 runs over those final 3 innings. And even though it was a game where the pitching got away from Fayetteville at the end, offensively they just really have not had an answer for the Cannonballers over the first 18 innings of this series.
Yeah, you got to credit Drew McDaniel. You know, he was locked in from the jump. First time through the order, he was able to shut them down with those 13 in a row retired back-to-back nights where a Kannapolis pitcher has been able to retire 13 straight Woodpeckers. You know, I thought that, again, the Fayetteville identity of pitching and trying to keep down an opposing lineup early was working tonight. You got 5 scoreless out of Luis Angel Rodriguez, which was the formula going in. Didn't commit an error defensively over the first 8 innings as well, so they played clean defense, didn't have that error that led to a huge Kannapolis inning. So you like to see that, but the hits just not dropping in. They really miss Ricardo Below right now, who got hit on the foot with the pitch last week, was in a boot for a little while and is still working his way back. Luis Encarnacion fouled a pitch off his foot yesterday. Day of rest today to help him get ready to go. So a couple of their key pieces just not in the lineup right now, and still looking for other guys elsewhere to step up. A couple of scattered singles, but not that big hit that Kannapolis eventually got with the Logan Glass double that really got things going and then broke open the ball game. Big ninth inning will make this ball game seem a little bit more lopsided than it ultimately was for most of the night. But at the end of the day, like you said, the offense has got to start clicking if the Woodpeckers want to win some games this week.
Yeah, ninth inning's been really the story offensively for Kannapolis in this series. 7 runs over the first 2 ninth innings of this series. And, of course, a 7-0 victory here tonight to win the first 2 of the series. We turn the page to Friday night, though. Woodpeckers look to bounce back. They're now 1-4 in the second half for the Cannonballers. They are 4-1, and depending on a result out for the Columbia Fireflies, they get a loss from them, they would be in sole possession of first place in the South Division. Regardless, though, still very early and a long ways to go in this second half. But turning the page to Friday night, on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the former University of Kentucky Wildcat. Tyler Guilfoyle gets the ball 1-1 with a 2.97 earned run average. And for the Cannonballers, they will look to make it three in a row as Peyton Paulette, the right-hander who Fayetteville has seen already this year, he will be on the mound for Kannapolis trying to make it three in a row for them. Be sure to come down for Friday night fireworks here at the stadium if you want to catch some more Woodpeckers baseball. If you can't come to the ballpark, of course, tune in on Bally Live, MILB.TV for the video feed, and FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for the Woodpeckers radio network. But for tonight's broadcast, appreciate all those who tuned in and everyone who came out to the ballpark for an awesome Thirsty Thursday and Marvel night here down on Hayes Street. For Andrew Chapman, I'm Colin Casey. So long, everyone, and enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, and please do drive home safely.